This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. La siyama al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira wa ba'al. MashaAllah, such a pleasant weather and a beautiful congregation. Allahumma barik fi hadha al-jam'a. Allahumma aj'al tajammu'ana hadha tajammu'an marhuma. Waj'al tafarruqana min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'asuma. Wa la tada' fina wa la baynana wa la minna shaqiyan wa la mahruma. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, no doubt that the ultimate goal of all of us, whether we're sitting here or every Muslim, is simply to receive salvation on the day of resurrection. And all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went back and forth asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam so many questions around the same topic: how to achieve salvation on the day of judgment, how to set your foot in heaven safely. One of the divine guidance and the prophetic prescription, you can say divine constitution, to guarantee salvation on the day of judgment is presented in this very concise yet eloquent advice of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a hadith, sound hadith, narrated by the great companion Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu. I know that you heard and you will hear too many speeches, too many advices today. So we just need to take home something very precise to keep in mind, to work hard on it in order to achieve the success, to be eligible for salvation, to secure a place in heaven. Not just in heaven, rather in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, inshaAllah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and count with me, ittaqillaha haythuma kunt. Can you repeat that again? I'm going to say it one more time. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. And that simply means fear Allah and keep your duty to Him wherever you may be at, wherever you are, whether in public or behind closed doors, in front of people who assume that you are a pious person, or behind closed doors. This is something that if you take home, if I take home and I try to work on it, I will be simply very a pious person. Why? Because that will raise the awareness of Allah's presence in my heart, in my mind at all time. So I don't fall into the habit of being good sometimes and otherwise some other times. Double-faced or wearing mask before people assume that I'm a super nice guy. But otherwise, in private or with my family members, I'm a monster. God forbid. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to his companions, استحيوا من الله كما تستحيوا من رجل من صالح أهلكم. You want to be righteous? Feel shy from Allah. As much as you will feel shy in front of one of the righteous people of your clan, your tribe, you would feel reluctant to say a bad word or to do a bad act in front of him or them. Likewise, استحيوا من الله حق الاستحياء. Having said so, that will take us to the following advice. Raising the awareness of Allah's presence at all times doesn't necessarily mean that you or I will end up becoming infallible or sinless or as good as angels. When Hanzala complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with Abu Bakr, that, you know, they experience this sometimes and sometimes they are very righteous. He said, "Ya Hanzala, by Allah, if you maintain the condition of piety and righteousness that you maintain whenever you're sitting with me, لَصَافَحَتْكُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ فِي طُرُقِكُمْ وَعَلَى فُرُشِكُمْ." By Allah, if you maintain this righteousness all the time, angels would come down from heaven, will shake hands with you while you're walking in the streets and while reclining on your beds. You know why? Because you will be as pure as angels. But we're no angels, are we? The Quran stated the fact that by nature inclined into sinning. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam acknowledged this fact. He did not dismiss the possibility of committing sins. As a matter of fact, he said, by Allah, if you guys do not commit sins, Allah will take you away. Why? In order to bring a new patch of people who will commit sins, then they will see forgiveness and he will grant them forgiveness. So this is an inseparable fact of our reality. So what is the next piece of advice? What was the first? Can somebody remind me? I told you we're going to forget. اتق الله حيثما كنت. Fear Allah and keep your duty to Him wherever you are. Simple. The second piece of advice, realizing that we're no angels. وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. And follow the evil deed with one which is good, it shall erase it. So every time you commit sins, Satan was bragging. I've taken as many people to hellfire. And we brag that when we repent, Allah the Almighty will forgive our sins. And will render His effort in vain. Allahu Akbar, He is the most merciful. He said, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. Guess what? When we seek forgiveness, when we repent, that's a sign that Allah wants to accept our repentance. We didn't say, Astaghfirullah, oh Allah, forgive me, unless Allah the Almighty wanted me to say it, so that I will be eligible for His forgiveness. ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَتُوبُ. A beautiful verse. Mark down that verse. Verse number 114, chapter number 11, Surah Hud. The Almighty Allah says in this verse, وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيْ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. The Almighty commands, offer the prayers in the morning and in the evening and some parts of the night. Indeed, al-hasanat, the good deeds, erase the bad ones. That is indeed a reminder for those who take heed. This verse, brothers and sisters, was revealed because of the following reason. One of the Sahaba who recently accepted Islam in Medina was making his way to the masjid. And then an old girlfriend met him. Hey, sweetie, long time no see. So she cornered him. One word here, one word there. They ended up kissing. He kissed her. He gave her a hug. Then he realized, oh my God, what did I just do? I'm not supposed even to shake hands with her. What am I supposed to do? He ran to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They were praying Asr. He attended the jama'ah. Then he approached him and said, Ya Rasulullah, tahirni, purify me. He assumed that he had to flog him or beat him up or even kill him, stone him to death in order to be purified. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at the Quran from cover to cover. There is no punishment for kissing in the dunya, but there is in the hereafter. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept quiet. Then the wahi descended upon him. And then he said, what is that man? They said, who? The man who was asking me about tahirni and kissing. He said, he's here. He said, did he pray Asr with us? In jama'ah? He said, yes. He said, go home. Allah has forgiven you your sin. The ayah says, so when you offer the prayers, aqim as-salata, tarafayn nahar, in the morning and in the evening, in the afternoon, and some parts of the night, indeed, al-hasanat, the good deeds, shall erase the bad ones. Umar ibn al-Khattab, radiyallahu anh, got up and he said, Ya Rasulullah, was this ayah revealed exclusively for this guy? Or is it for all of us? He said, no, that deal is for all of us. He said, Zada khayrullahi wa kathur. Indeed, Allah has plenty of goodness. Allahu Akbar. So he acknowledges the fact that we're sinners. And he is advising us every time you sin. You know, there is one hadith. I'm going to give you a gift tonight. Are you ready to accept the gift? It doesn't seem like you're ready. Are you guys ready to accept the gift? I want to hear as-salah wa taslim upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to give you the gift. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if any Muslim were to commit a sin, Then afterward, he would perform perfect wudu. Then he offers two rak'ahs with full khushu', asking Allah for forgiveness. This sin will be as if it has never taken place. Not only that, it will be erased. The angels who recorded the sin will not be able to fetch it out anymore. Not alt shift delete, no. Rather, reboot the entire system. Completely removed. Allahu Akbar. Even the angels who recorded it will not be able to detect it anymore. Somebody will say, Wallahi, Sheikh, you're a super nice Sheikh. That's a nice gift. I've been always looking for something like that. Why? So I can do what Wa'il Ibrahim is warning us against. And after I finish my night, I will just pray two rak'ahs and I say Astaghfirullah. Well, guess what? Yeah, do it. Not the sin. The two rak'ahs. And guess what? If you keep practicing this, you will realize how much sins that we commit. You will have to end up praying to two rak'ahs throughout the day and the night. أَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُوهَا. The third piece of advice, I don't have to wait for him to give me the 2 minutes. Not even the 5 minutes. I'm going to end up, inshallah, in a couple minutes. And the third piece of advice is stemming from the fact that Allah the Almighty doesn't want you to be just a worshiper. And that's it. No. Islam doesn't teach us to be devout worshiper in a sense of offering what we call it rituals. Salah and fasting and hajj and that's it. What about dealing with people? When Umar al-Khattab heard two people talking to each other, one was making a recommendation. This guy, should trust him. He said, do you know him? He said, I know him very well. Is he your neighbor? He said, no. Did he happen to travel with him? Not that either. Did you do business with him? He said, no. Oh, you must have seen him going to the masjid. He said, yeah. He said, that is not sufficient. To judge somebody whether he's good or bad, deal with him. In business, in trade, see him how he treats his family members, his parents, his spouse, his children, his colleagues. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wa khaliqin nasa." And nas he refers to the believers, or all people, regardless of their faith, all people, believers and non-believers. He dealt with the Yahud in Medina very well. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until they violated the treaties. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them zero tolerance because he's giving them chances after chances. But above all, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan, be well-mannered in your relationships with all people. Wallahi, wallahi. People would come to the Prophet ﷺ with the intention of stabbing him, poisoning him, or killing him. Once they converse with him, they become Muslims. They sacrifice their lives for the sake of saving the life of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Thumam ibn Athal was simply the worst enemy to the Prophet and Muslims. When he was captured as a prisoner of war, the Prophet ﷺ said, keep him in the masjid. Yes, fasten his hands and feet against one of the poles of the masjid, but keep him in the masjid, feed him from whatever you eat. Hearing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam leading the prayers 3 days, 3 days and three nights. Then after the third day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Thumama, you're good to go. He said, what? For free? No compensation? Nothing? No ransom? He said, you're good to go. He stayed outside the masjid, then he returned back to sit before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and say, Ya Rasulallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka Rasulullah. By Allah, when they captured me, no one on earth I hated as much as I hated you. No name was hated to my heart as much as your name and your deen and your religion. But now, by Allah, you are the dearest person to my heart. And your religion is the dearest religion to my heart. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. May the Almighty perfect our manners. May the Almighty make our inside better than the outside. May He keep us rightly guided and steadfast on the straight path. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.